All right, everybody, I'm Logan Alec, I'm a CPA, and this is my update for Saturday, November 28th. Frankly, there's not a lot to say about stimulus, at least at the federal level. Still no negotiations to speak of. Fox Business did have on some Republican congressman yesterday, French Hill, asked him if he thinks lame duck stimulus will happen. Here's the clip.
The big question for everyone is this COVID-19 relief package. Do you think we're going to get any aid in the next month to 2 months before the inauguration?
Well, Cheryl, we do need to have more COVID-19 aid in the form of extending the Paycheck Protection Program, that $138 billion that we have to help our small businesses, our hoteliers. Our governors want to be able to spend that CARES Act money that they got with more flexibility, and it stops at 12/31. So we need that changed here before the end of the year. And finally, we need to help our families that are on unemployment have certainty about the level of unemployment compensation that they're eligible for. So those three things, I believe, need to be done during this lame duck session of Congress before Congress adjourns and long before the inauguration.
So the congressman didn't specifically answer the question directly whether he thinks lame duck stimulus will happen or not. He agrees that we need it, of course. Then he brought up the big Republican talking point, releasing unused PPP funds. He also talked about giving governors more flexibility in how they spend CARES Act money. You remember, this is kind of the Republican counter to the Democrats' call for more state and local funding. Some Republicans say, okay, you know, we'd be willing to allocate a little bit more new money to state and local funding, but on top of that, we want to give states more flexibility in how they're able to spend the money that was already allocated to them under the CARES Act. And then Congressman Hill talked about unemployment, of course. Then he is asked if he thinks that there will be standalone bills for stimulus or a comprehensive stimulus package. Here's the clip.
So not to split hairs with you, but do you think we're going to get some kind of a la carte movement out of Washington? Or do you think that we could possibly see an all-encompassing bill? Obviously, the balance of power is still in the balance because we're waiting on the Georgia story. You know, how do you foresee this actually playing out specifically?
Well, I do think there's not appetite to attach COVID-19 relief to the December 11th deadline Congress has for 2021 funding. So I think we're going to have to pass a separate COVID-19 bill. As you know, we're far apart between Speaker Pelosi still demanding $2.5 trillion and Senate Republicans in the $600 billion range. That's why in the House, we've tried to move 40 times the extension of the Paycheck Protection Program, as you say, on an a la carte basis. And the master of the cafeteria there in the House, Speaker Pelosi, has shut that down. So I still think we need to put together a common sense set of package and get it passed before the end of the year.
No, I think many small business owners and Americans that are sitting home without jobs right now would agree that we can't wait until January 20th. It's just not an option.
Agreed. First thing he says is that he doesn't think that stimulus will be attached to the government funding bills. That's consistent with what Nancy Pelosi said earlier this month. But if you saw the clip I showed you yesterday, Richard Neal, the House Ways and Means Chair, this week kind of hinted that it might be a possibility that it's attached. Personally, I'm not bullish on that. I think if there is stimulus, it will be separate than the government funding. So in light of this, Congressman Hill said he thinks that if there is stimulus during the lame duck, it will be in the form of a united bill. But of course, he brought up that the two sides are still extremely far apart. In terms of COVID-19, there were 199,104 cases yesterday, with 1,388 deaths, and new restrictions and lockdowns continue in states and localities nationwide. The CDC has actually estimated that more than 15% of Americans have had COVID-19 by the end of September. Yes, about 53 million people. They're saying that only 1 in 8 cases have been identified. And keep in mind, this number, this estimate, doesn't even include the recent huge spikes in COVID-19 throughout October and November. Also, experts are warning that COVID-19 figures could possibly be unreliable for about the next week since testing rates dropped significantly surrounding the Thanksgiving holiday. And in fact, many testing sites had limited hours during the holiday itself, and many people are traveling, right? You're not going to get tested when you fly across the country. You're going to wait until you come back home. So keep that in mind. That's what some experts are saying. But there is some good news. We have ended a 17-day streak of increasing COVID-19 hospitalizations nationwide. More restrictions and lockdowns are being implemented throughout the country. For example, where I live in Los Angeles County, California, our LA County Department of Public Health yesterday said that effective this coming Monday, in 2 days, November 30th, and through December 20th, All public and private gatherings with individuals not of the same household are prohibited, except for faith-based services and protests, which are constitutionally protected rights. There are also more restrictions on maximum occupancy for various businesses and other restrictions as well. All right, everybody, that is my brief Saturday update. Thank you so much for watching, and I'll see you in the next video. Bye-bye.